Anywhere But Home. Author Anu Vaidyanathan. Crossroads. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Me and Bobby McGee, Janis Joplin. A light rain had started to fall. The journey back to Madison was taking longer than I thought it would. Driving 1,600 kilometers in 2 days had been the plan, to give myself some time to think after running a 10-miler, aptly called the Hangover Classic, on the last day of 2004. Driving through a storm, zipping through West Virginia across the Appalachians, watching dark gray clouds tease the distance between them and my rearview mirror, I heard the windshield wipers turning on. They sounded like the second hand of a giant clock, ticking away. My bike was nestled in the back seat of the car, along with my minimal baggage. Within minutes, the skies opened up. The clouds had caught up with me. Soul Asylum's Runaway Train was playing on the radio, a morbid reminder that I needed to keep my eyes on the highway, which was barely visible, to avoid getting completely lost. The heating was broken and the windshield was fogging up. Every few seconds, I would lean forward and wipe the glass with my hand. It was raining heavily, but then again, in some ways, it had not stopped raining for 3 years. My rental car was called Sal, named after the great Sal Paradise, and like a best friend should, it seemed to be propelling me towards my reckoning. Back then, it was fashionable to read Jack Kerouac and laugh at the antics of the crazy Dean Moriarty, whose knock on the door you waited for. Much like you might wait for the moonlight to throw its magic on some secret corner you had never noticed before, while on a bike ride through the night. I had a boyfriend who was a lot like Dean Moriarty, a triathloning, all-American version, but crazy like Dean, and spontaneous. I think I was in love. You would have to be, with a boy who took you on a 13-kilometer run through the woods on your first date. He and I and our friends at college usually ran, biked, and swam several kilometers in the early hours of the morning, before most others woke up. We were a motley crew of runners, cyclists, and triathletes, some nutcases even participating in the Ironman Triathlon, the longest single-day triathlon in the world, with a 3.8-kilometer swim, 180 kilometers bike ride, 42.2 kilometers run, and a time limit of 17 hours for completion. I didn't take the triathletes too seriously then, choosing instead to ride my bike, fondly named Zippy, and explore new places for hours on end without spending on petrol. Zippy and I were fast friends, and sweat seemed a worthy substitute for more sedentary pursuits.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?